Oh yeah, yesterday was a really good night for us in general. The adjustment we make after the first inning, there's a pretty good lineup. There's a good lefties hitters there, and he make the adjustment, and we start like using more fastballs, break more for strikes, and yeah, we got a good result after the first inning.
Offensively, you've had a great couple of days in this series. I want to ask you about that home run yesterday too, because that was a screamer off the pole. When you guys are trying to break out in that situation, two outs, trying to kind of break the game open, for you particularly, what is the mentality at the plate?
No, in that moment, just probably a little aggressive the first few pitches, and after that, you're trying to pull the ball and play, and because it was so many on first and third, right? So trying to bring that run in. And well, thanks God, he threw me a good pitch, and I was available to make a good contact and keep it fair.
We were talking on the air yesterday about your first career stolen base yesterday. First of all, did you know that you were still searching for your first one? And then when you ultimately got it, what were you thinking?
No, honestly, I never think about a steal base. But yeah, I realized that was my first one. I don't believe either. Well, that's on McNeil, you know. I saw him run to third. Okay, this is my opportunity. And yeah, shout out for McNeil for that too.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because double steals are a pretty interesting play, because you don't see them that often. In that particular spot, are you solely just gauging on McNeil, knowing that he could go, and then I just have to gauge whether I'm going to trail or not?
I don't expect that, but hopping, was ready, you know. Always when I'm on base, I always like to move and be ready for bond there. Well, just when I saw McNeil, okay, I gotta go. If I'm out, I'm out. If I'm safe, I'm safe. But yeah.
Yesterday, Jake Rogers pitched late in that game for Detroit. You've had to come in a couple of times to pitch as a position player. How do you approach that? And I mean, obviously, I don't think anybody actually wants to have to do it. But how do you approach it?
I don't like it against position players. Yeah, he got me. He threw me a fastball first pitch, and after that, he threw me kind of like a soft cutter. But yeah, I was mad a little bit at the end, because I'm supposed to be getting a hit against position player. But it's fun. We win. That's what matters. Let's keep the rhythm of winning games.
Well, you guys have won two straight now against a really good Tigers team. Yeah. And this really has been a kind of a peaks and valleys kind of run for you guys are on right now. But the offense right now is at a pretty good peak. Just what have you seen from the group collectively?
Yeah, first, I think it's baseball, you know. Like, it's a long season, and you pass through good moments, bad moments. And right now, I think we are in really good moment as an offense. I think when you see Soto hit all those homers, all the quality of bat, and you see Nemo and McNeil and Alonso, and that's contagious. And obviously right now we passed through, like I say, good moment, and yeah, like you say, we face a really good team too, the Tigers, and they pitch well, they hit really well. But yeah, let's keep playing like that.
Luis, thanks for your time.
Thanks.